Mind Block Radio. You're listening to The Sound.
Tuned in live into Sunday Worship Explosion Radio. sponsored by Platinum Ruby Productions, and I'm excited on today. Hallelujah. The earth is the Lord and the fullness of it, the world that who dwell in it. Hallelujah. For he has founded upon the seas of establishment, upon the currents and the rivers. My God, who shall go up unto the mountain of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He has clean hands and a pure heart. He has not lifted himself up to falsehood or with false sworn deceitfully. My God, he shall obtain blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generations who seek him or require of him, and the necessity to require him, who seek your face, O God of Jacob. My God, lift up your hands, all ye gates, be lifted up, you everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord God strong and mighty, the Lord God strong in battle. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be lifted up, the everlasting doors, for the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. My God, I don't know about nobody else, but I am excited on today. I'm expecting something to go down on today. I'm expecting a miraculous move on from God on today. I'm expecting God to do something. I'm expecting God to heal. I'm expecting God to make us whole. I'm expecting God to make us free. I'm expecting God to give us groundbreaking breakthroughs. I'm expecting a ripple effect to go from my house to your 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 children's house, your grandchildren's house, all the way to other countries. My God, I'm expecting God to move, my God, in a phenomenal way. I'm expecting God to open up the portals like never before. I'm expecting God to gush out the hatred from the heavens. I'm expecting God to flow the anointing in our spirit like never before. My God, my God, my God, my God, hallelujah. I'm excited about all the things that God is going to do on this supersonic, supernatural miracle Sunday on purpose. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready for the scripture reading. Hallelujah. Prophetess Dominique, are you on the air?
Yes.
The mic is yours. My God.
Amen. I'm coming from Acts chapter 3, 1 through 11. And it reads, Peter and John went.
We can't hear you. Are you still there? Prophet Dominique, are you still there? Hallelujah. Whereas I might go off, hallelujah, I'll go ahead and read the scripture. Hallelujah. One of my favorites, Psalms 2 and 2, it says, the kings of the earth take their places, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed one, the Messiah of Christ. They say, let us break their bands of restraint asunder the cast of their cords and control from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. My God, I just want everybody today to laugh on today like you ain't never laughed before. Hallelujah, because it says in Psalms 2 and 4, he who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord has them in derision and in supreme contempt. He mocks them. He speaks to them in his deep heart. My God, and oh my God, he begins to terrify the ones because he laugh. So I decree and declare that on today, when you laugh on today, my God, your life, my God, is even shifting even amongst your enemies and the no-names. My God, my God, we're going to ready into prayer. Hallelujah. My God, Evangelist Mother Pat, are you there? Evangelist Mother Pat, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hallelujah,
all right.
Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, gracious and eternal God, coming to you one more time, Lord God, on this sanctified, soul searching, soul saving. Hallelujah. Sunday afternoon, first giving you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God, for everything that you've done in our lives, Lord God. Just want you to know, laughter is the best medicine on this Sunday afternoon. As Queen Apostle Tashana said, not for a little while longer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we bring before you, Lord God, first, give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise for being the ruler over our lives, for being the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God. For without you, we can do nothing, Lord God. For without you, we can do nothing but through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord God. We can do all things that strengthen us. We can do all things that strengthen us. Lord God, thanking you for him, Lord God, how he hung out there on that cross for us, Lord God. And Lord God, you made the ultimate sacrifice for our sins, Lord God, when you let your Son come down and sit among us for generations, Lord God. And they whipped him all night long. They spit on him, Lord God. They did everything they thought that they could do to him, Lord God. But you kept him, Lord God. You allowed him to go through the things for us, your people, Lord God. And I don't know about anybody else on this evening, but I just want to tell you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for all that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for the CEO of this ministry, Lord God. Queen Apostle Tashana, continue to bless her in a mighty special way. And whatever she stands in the need of, Lord God, bless her and her family, Lord God. A financial blessing is coming upon her, Lord God. And we thank you in advance for what you're going to do in her life, Lord God. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, what you're doing in her life, Lord God. We thank you how you just keep on blessing her over and over again, Lord God, because she poured out so much to your people and never asked for anything in return, Lord God. So we thank you for the financial blessing that you're about to store upon her, Lord God. We thank you in advance, Lord God. Then, Father God, we thank you for the speaker of the hour, Apostle Trina Davis, Lord God. Bless her in a mighty special way and whatever she stands in the need of, Lord God. Bless her family, Lord God. Whatever they're in the need of, Lord God. Keep her, Lord God, as she stands before your people and bring a right now refresh word from you, Lord God. You know, sometimes, Lord God, we all need that refresh word day in and day out, Lord God. And not sometimes, but all the time we need a word from you, Lord God. Let her learn more of you, Lord God, as she speak boldly to your people. We thank you in advance for what you're about to do in her life, Lord God. We thank you for the word that she's going to bring in this hour, Lord God. Bless her in a mighty special way, Lord God. We thank you. We glorify you, Lord God. We thank you for each ministry that's represented here under I Am a Ruby School of the Prophets, Lord God. Bless our little children, Lord God, day in and day out, Lord God. We thank you for not allowing no weapon to form against us shall prosper, Lord God. And I plead the blood over your people, Lord God. I plead the blood over your people, Lord God. The blood of Jesus, Lord God. Let it saturate them from the crowns of their heads to the very soles of their feet. Inside out, through and through, Lord God. We just want to tell you thank you on this afternoon, Lord God. How much do we owe? We owe you our lives, and we owe you the praise, and we owe you the service for the rest of our days, and even then, Lord God, still owe you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. We love you, Lord God, and we magnify you, Lord God, and we glorify you, Lord God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, my God, her phone and hung up, hallelujah, my God, my God. Mother Pat, are you back on? Hallelujah. Hello, well, we're about to get ready and go ahead and go into our testimonies, hallelujah, my God, my God, hallelujah, my God. And just begin, as you listen to this testimony, begin to know that no matter what you face, no matter what you go through, that you can come up out of anything. Hallelujah. So we're going to listen to this testimony in Daniel 6, how Daniel overcome being in the lion's den. I know myself, I've been in the lion's den many times before in my life, and every time I was in there, God brought me up out that I didn't even come out a scratch, even a drench of look like a lion bit me. But God allowed me to be made whole and made free. So as you listen to this testimony, begin to know that you are overcomer and you are gladiator. Hallelujah.
It pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps to rule throughout the kingdom, with three administrators over them, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were made accountable to them so that the king might not suffer loss. Now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators and the satraps by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators and the satraps tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him, because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent. Finally, these men said,
"We will never find any basis for charges against this man Daniel, unless it has something to do with the law of his God."
So these administrators and satraps went as a group to the king and said,
"May King Darius live forever." The royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, and governors have all agreed that the king should issue an edict and enforce the decree that anyone who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days, except to you, your majesty, shall be thrown into the lion's den. Now, your majesty, issue the decree and put it in writing so that it cannot be altered in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed."
So King Darius put the decree in writing. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. Then these men went as a group and found Daniel praying and asking God for help. So they went to the king and spoke to him about his royal decree.
"Did you not publish a decree that during the next 30 days, anyone who prays to any god or human being except to you, your majesty, would be thrown into the lion's den?"
The king answered,
"The decree stands in accordance with the law of the Medes and Persians, which cannot be repealed."
Then they said to the king,
"Daniel, who is one of the exiles from Judah, pays no attention to you, your majesty, or to the decree you put in writing. He still prays three times a day."
When the king heard this, he was greatly distressed. He was determined to rescue Daniel and made every effort until sundown to save him. Then the men went as a group to King Darius and said to him,
"Remember, your majesty, that according to the law of the Medes and Persians, no decree or edict that the king issues can be changed."
Very well.
So the king gave the order, and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. The king said to Daniel,
"May your God, whom you serve continually, rescue you."
A stone was brought and placed over the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the rings of his nobles, so that Daniel's situation might not be changed. Then the king returned to his palace and spent the night without eating and without any entertainment being brought to him, and he could not sleep. At the first light of dawn, the king got up and hurried to the lion's den. When he came near the den, he called to Daniel in an anguished voice,
"Daniel! Servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?"
Daniel answered,
"May the king live forever. My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight. Nor have I ever done any wrong before you, your majesty."
The king was overjoyed and gave orders to lift Daniel out of the den. And when Daniel was lifted from the den, no wound was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. At the king's command, the men who had falsely accused Daniel were brought in and thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. And before they reached the floor of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to all the nations and peoples of every language in all the earth,
"May you prosper greatly. I issue a decree that in every part of my kingdom, people must fear and reverence the God of Daniel. For he is the living God, and he endures forever. His kingdom will not be destroyed. His dominion will never end. He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions."
So Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian.
Hallelujah. My God, you all just heard right there, hallelujah, that no matter what they try to, my God, have you been in that place where people try to get you to shut your mouth from praying? Have you been in that place where people try to get you not to even speak things about the Lord? Have you been in that place that, the lions, the no-names try to hinder you and block you and keep you from doing everything that means that to be in the presence of God? But you like Daniel, you just won't give up. You just won't throw in a towel. You just won't bow down, to Baal and anything that looks like a not of God. You just won't back up. You just, you refuse to be in shackles and chains and cords and be tied up. My God, if that's you, you got to know that you know that you know and understand that something greater and miraculous is about to take place in your life. Something supersonically is about to take place in your life. You got to understand that you're so close. My God, I never forget a woman of God, a prophet, told me that the blessings was on me. You know how when I birthed, they pinned money on us and stuff? She said, all the wealth, all the blessings, all the healing is on you, and all on your whole body. All you got to do is unpin it and take it off and do what you may with it. My God, that's what I see right now. Everybody, miracles, signs, wonders, manifestation, overflows, promises, prophecies, promises. My God, your love, your life, your laughter, my God, your leaping is on you right now. All you got to do is take that safety pin off and do what you may with it. My God, grab it right now, because it's all, my God, it's full upon you. You don't have to worry, stress out, doubt, lose any sleep about that thing, because the Lord has allowed you to walk in flawless victory. The Lord has allowed you to walk in supreme victory, and the Lord has allowed you to walk in miraculous victory. My God, my God, my God, we're about to get into a place where we all can participate in. Also, before we get to that part, if your phone hang up and you try to call back in, it won't let you in. Out last night, I was sleepy, hallelujah, at 1:45 in the morning. And I made a mistake and only put for the broadcast to be 15 minutes. So it's going to let us stay as long as we can. But however, if your phone hang up, you can't call back in. We're still on, but this is recorded, so you can listen to it later. So I pray that none of you guys' phones will fall off, or you get kicked out for Skype or out the chat room chamber that you're listening in, because it was a mistake that I made, hallelujah. But the call, the recording, the broadcast is recorded, and you can listen to it, hallelujah. Now we're going to get to a place where we all can participate in, and it's seed planting time, hallelujah. Prophetess Lucretia, are you there?
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone. This is a thing that everyone can participate in God. And Apostle T, can you read the scripture for me, please?
Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord says, "Will a man rob or defraud God? Yet you rob and defraud me. But you say, and what we do, what you say, and what do we rob or defraud you? You have withheld your tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes, the whole tenth of your income, into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and prove me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the windows of heaven for you and pour out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer, insects, and plagues for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine drop its fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. And all the nations shall call you happy, I love that, and blessed, for you shall be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. I read it out of Malachi 3:8-12 in the Amplified Version. The mic is yours, Prophet Felicia.
Amen, amen. If anyone go on to IamRubyName.com, you will look and see on top of your head thing, you will see on your home page that it says seed planting. And you will click on that, and you'll go down, and you will put the amount that you need to put in on it. And then after that, you will say donation, if you want to donate anything or anything like that, or you just want to send your tithes and offering, you can do so. And then we'll pray over it, and then it will be all set. And that'll be all. The mic is yours.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, my God, my God. Also, she said imaruby.name.com. It's imaruby.com. I know she used to be in there for a few years, but for the last couple of years, it's imaruby.com. So if you want to sow a seed or pay your tithes or whatever, you can do so. And now we're going to get into a place where we also all can participate in, and this is praise and worship. Even as we begin to go on praise and worship, begin to get yourself prepared for something great. I'm telling you, God has healed me many times before, even in praise and worship alone. He can heal you in praise and worship. So when you begin to get yourself prepared for this praise and worship, begin to get your mind clear, your heart clear, get your soul ready to obtain something great from God as we go into praise and worship. Hallelujah, my God.
Ooh, how can people live without him? How can people pray without him? How could you hate things about him when you don't know?
How can people live without it? heavens and the earth sing. You're exalted as your praises ring. Cause you live in our praises. And Lord, you deserve it all. Lord, your love is everlasting. And your mercy is new with the rising sun. So as your children we rejoice that you give us life through your rising sun.
Yeah. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes. That does bear fruit, I'm sorry, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me, in God. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away like a branch and withers. And the branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Praise God for the reading of this scripture. And I want to open up with a couple of translations, and I'm just going to share what the Lord has put on my heart. So I want to focus on verse 4 in two sections. And so the translation in Hebrew for abide is lodging, camp, to reside, or permanently stay. Literally or figuratively, abide, continue, cause to, make to, dwell, dweller, have habitation, inhabit, lay, place, cause to, remain, rest, set up, and bear fruit. And bear fruit is produce crops. And synonyms for bear fruit is yield, results, get results, succeed, meet with success, be successful, be effective, be profitable, work, go as planned. And so praise God. So I'm just scrolling down here. So in verse 15, I'm going to repeat myself, the Lord is saying that he is our source of life. He's our vine, and the Father is the vine dresser. And every branch in him that does not bear fruit, the Lord says that he takes away. And so abide in me. So when the Lord says abide in me and I in you, the Lord is telling us, he says, remain in me. Stay in Christ permanently. The Lord is inviting you to take up permanent residence in him, and the Lord in you. And when I want to refer to John 15 and 10, at the end, at the last portion of the scripture, that I had read, it says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. So the Lord is the essence and source of love. Love is not the definition of God. God is the definition of love, and he is infinitely more. So when you take up residence and you stay somewhere, you in a home or an apartment, and you're with us, with your spouse and your children, when you stay in a place, you're not going to just occupy. You're not going to just not do anything, but you're living there. You're living, and you're having a relationship with the people who you're living with. And sometimes you don't agree with what they say, but you grow to know them and to love them deeper and deeper and deeper. So when you have disagreements, you're going to automatically do the things that please them, even when you don't agree necessarily, or when you have a falling out, you know. So and so the Lord says, He says to take up residence and stay, to live in me, to live in Him permanently, through the storms of life, through the difficulties, whatever you may face. He says to take up residence and stay. Make a decision to abide and rest in Him. He says God wants to take us to new levels of intimacy in Himself, to reveal new dimensions of His heart, our. But before the Lord takes up residence in one's life and you become one with God, the Bible says, He says, "Behold, check it out. I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him, and I will dine with him, and he with me. He who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit down with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne." And that's Revelations 3:20-21. Praise God. Praise you, Lord God, for your word. Hallelujah, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for giving us ears to hear and taking us to new levels of intimacy, Lord God. Thank you for revealing your heart to each and every one of us, Father God, as we abide and reside and live in you and you in us, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that the people that hear you, Lord God, that we receive your word, Father God, and that we walk and live and move in you, Lord God, and we have our being in you, Father God. I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. In the second portion of this scripture, it says, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me, the Lord says. In other words, for you to bring forth fruit, birth forth fruit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So when we think of this portion of the scripture, we automatically think about the fruits of the Spirit. It says, and so the fruits of the Spirit is in direct contrast with the acts of the sinful nature. In Galatians 5:19-21, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Excuse me. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. This passage describes all people to varying degrees when they do not know Christ and therefore are not under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Our sinful flesh produces certain types of fruit that reflect our nature. And the Holy Spirit produces types of fruit that reflect His nature. In addition to bringing forth, to birthing forth, I want to add, you know, it was on my heart to add vision, to bringing forth vision, dream, God's dreams that He's given you, God's given purpose, destiny for your life, for your calling, for your family, for your ministry. And so, praise God. So, Jesus is the source and essence of life itself. In John 17:3, this is eternal life, that you may know the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now, how does one know God? By abiding in Him permanently, loving Him with all your being, spending time with Him, spending time with God, in prayer, reading your word, and obeying His commands. And so when we look at this portion of what I just read, of abiding in Christ, living, taking up residence, living in Him, in Christ we live and we move and we have our being. We live in Him and He lives in us. And there's this love affair, there's this relationship that occurs. And so while we're abiding in Him and taking up residence, and we're flowing with the Spirit, and God is working character, and we're growing in the fruits of the Spirit, and faithfulness and gentleness, and our relationship with Him, and all of those great fruits of the Spirit, the characteristics and the traits that God wants us to take ownership of and walk out and live while He's working in us and through us, and He's put life in us, and He's operating through us. He wants us to birth forth, to bear, to yield, and to bring forth purpose, destiny, vision that He's given us, and sometimes, and also the scripture in the same chapter, it says that he prunes and He cuts and He takes away those dead things. And a lot of times when He's cutting and He's cutting back, you know, we feel like we're dying. It's the old man that's dying. That's that old flesh man that's dying, that has to get rid of. God has to get rid of all of that old dead stuff, all that stuff that hinders us, that will hinder us from moving into and flowing and giving birth to God's purpose, so that we can leave the legacy and hand pass it down to the next generation, to our posterity, to the generations to come. So we, and on one hand, the flesh is dying, is being cut back. Those things that those dead things, those things that would cause death, has to be cut off and taken away. But in Christ we live, because we're abiding in Him. God is saying He wants us to live now. It's time to live. It's time to live and to bear and yield and produce. And that's the word of the Lord. That's what God is saying to us. And so there's a couple of things going on with us when we're abiding. There's a lot of things that goes on when we abide in God, because the Lord is the essence of love. He is the source of life, and He's blessed us through Jesus Christ and His sacrifice, on the cross and his death and his resurrection, that we can be children of the Most High God and abide in his love and know him and grow in him and experience his love and also be used in his love to be poured in us and through us to other people. Praise God. And I won't be with you long, but I want to give you an example of Apostle Paul's abiding in Christ. In Philippians 1:21, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. The Apostle Paul is saying that everything he has tried to be, everything he is, and everything he looked forward to being pointed to Christ. Everything. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. From the time Paul's conversion until his martyrdom, every move he made was aimed at advancing the knowledge of God, the gospel, and the church of Christ. Paul's singular aim was to bring glory to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord God. Excuse me. Hallelujah. To live as Christ means that we proclaim the gospel of Christ. Paul preached in synagogues. He preached at riversides. He preached as a prisoner. He preached as an apostle. He preached as a tent maker. His message was constant. Jesus Christ and him crucified. 1 Corinthians 2:2. He brought the message of Christ, sacrifice to kings, soldiers, statesmen, priests, and philosophers, Jews and Gentiles, men and women. He would preach to literally anyone who would listen. Hallelujah, Lord. If you abide in me, the Lord said, and my words abide in you, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, live in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done. Ask whatever you wish, the Lord says, and it will be done. By this the Father is glorified that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. And I want to read verse of chapter John 15, verse 9 and 10. As I end up, as the Father has loved me, the Lord says, so have I loved you. God loves us with an eternal, everlasting love. The Bible says God is love. And so Jesus says, abide in me. He says, abide in my love. When you abide in God, you're abiding in his love. And he's the essence of life and love. We can't go wrong when we abide in him. We're full and complete in him. The world has nothing to offer but death. And we abide in his love if we keep his commandments. And like I said earlier, the Lord says, if you abide in him, if you abide in his love, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. And we know that when we're having a relationship with somebody, like our children, a husband or a wife, and you are living with them and you are, you know, one with them, and you're having differences and you're going through things, you're going to automatically, you know, you're growing, you're knowing them and loving them, and you get to know all about them and who they are and how they work, what they like and what they don't like. So when things get rough, you don't bail out. You do the things that you know that please them, that honor them while you're around them and when you're away from them. Because you love them, honor them. So how much more are we to love God more? So the first commandment, he says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with your whole, all of your everything, to love God. And in and of ourselves, we can't do it. It's very difficult. You know, but we can do it because of who Christ is and what he's done for us. We are able, and we will fall short because the natural man. But the Lord says, get up and keep pressing forward and keep seeking me and keep seeking me and keep seeking me and keep pursuing and don't give up. No matter how difficult times are, because God said that he will never give up on us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He'll always be with us, even until the end of the age. He'll always be there. Through the good times of this life and through the most difficult times of this life, no matter how difficult the storm may be, heaven is our home and God is our Father. And we have a promise, and our promise is in Christ. He's our treasure, and we're his treasure. And our children and our loved ones that are not walking with Christ, God's word is life. He said that his word abide in us, live in us, because when we speak his word, we're speaking life. We're speaking life, and God works on his own timetable. So what we are supposed to do is abide in him, live in him, and let the characters and traits let us continue to grow and go from glory to glory to glory to glory and move and live in him. And while we're doing that, even though some things may be delayed, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He said, have I not said it, and will I not make it good? You will bear, you will yield, and you will produce. Stay in him. Don't give up. And praise God. And that's all I have to say. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Oh, Vashitarobo Sandiadebasi. My God, my God, my God. This is a phenomenal, oh, my God, Lord Jesus. My God, my God, this message, this word on today, oh, my God, my God, my God. That's all I can say. Hallelujah. Let me just pray and cover you before we open up the lines. I know there's not that many people on there because they couldn't get back on. Oh, my God, but I just, oh, my God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, I ask you to touch your daughter right now, Pastor Trina, with this off the chain, off the meter's word, oh God, that will bring correction and direction, oh God. She spoke this word from my heart, oh Lord.
Oh, God, pour back into everything that she poured out into us, oh, God. Restore, revive, replenish, or renew her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Oh, God, give her the more of the revelation of the apostolic, oh, God, anointing, oh, God. Allow her, oh, God, to preach his word, oh, God, with your connection of the kingdom divine, oh, God. Oh, God, allow this word that she begins to speak in her belly, oh, God, that will allow her to have a renewal heart, oh, God, the more of you, oh, God, because I've seen it even in a teaching, oh, God, that she was speaking with the word of Christ, oh, God. Oh, God, help her to begin to soar the more like an eagle. Oh, God, allow her to see your word as a flash, oh, God, because before your word comes in a 3D motion, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, cover with your blood from the crown head to the sole of feet. I cast out whiplash, backlash, retaliation, sabotage, catastrophe, disaster, oh, God, that begin to come upon it, oh, God, upon her from speaking his word. I plead the blood of Jesus against it now, and I send it to the dry places in the name of Jesus. No weapons formed against her, her children, her grandchildren shall prosper because of his word being spoken, oh God. Oh God, she put the axe at the root of the tree, oh God, and all trees that that bears fruit should be cut down and thrown into the fire in the name of Jesus. A word of repenting, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we glorify you for your daughter, Apostle Trina. Oh God, I command the angels to come and attend to her in the name of Jesus. All that she poured out in the name of Jesus, that she will be made whole in Jesus' name. I pray not one word, one syllable shall fall to the ground. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. My God, we're going to get ready to do altar call because they just inboxed me and let me know we can't be on there much longer because we're already over there longer than what we already said for the show. So I'm going to have Prophetess Tanika to do altar call and then a corporate prayer for everyone and then announcements, and then we're going to be off the air. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pastor Nika, the mic is yours. Amen, amen. The doors of the church are open. We would like to extend the invitation for those who do not know the Lord to join the church. We would like to extend the invitation for those who have left the church and who would like to restore their membership to come. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. We just thank you, Father God, for dying on the cross for our sins. Father God, we thank you for this invitation to open up the doors of the church one more time, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Father God, and we don't take this for granted. We ask all in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. I turn it back over to you, Apostle T.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. Also, Prophet Sneaker, can you do a corporate prayer for everybody that's on the broadcast? Can you do a corporate prayer for everyone? And then after that, you can just do the announcement so we're going to be able to get off the air.
Amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you for the word that was released on today, Father God, about abiding in you, Father God, and that God is the true love of our lives, Father God. Lord, we thank you for that message, Father God. We cover everyone on this line, Father God, from our chief apostle on down, Father God. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, Father God. We know no weapon formed against us will not prosper, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this chance to praise and worship you on today, Father God, and to fellowship with one another. We ask you, Father God, to give us whatever we need on this week, Father God, whether it's grace and mercy, whether it's strength and joy, whether it's a financial blessing, a divine instruction or revelation, we ask you to meet all of our needs on this week, Father God. And as we get ready to depart from the line, never from your presence, Father God, we just want to say we love you, Father God. We love you, Jesus Christ, and we love you, Holy Spirit. We ask all in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. The announcements for this week as follows. We have our prophetic intercessory team. They'll be on the line at Monday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We invite everyone to come on the line. They will be doing agreement prayer requests with you. We have Pastor Wisdom and Pastor Firestarter. They meet at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Bible study with Walking Prosperity. They also have their prayer line nightly at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have our Apostle, Queen Apostle Tashana Wiley. She will be hosting every other Tuesday, her Morning Manor Radio at 7 a.m. And we will have guest where you can call in and have your questions answered. We will have our Alumni Association meeting on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Wednesdays, we have Bible study, and we also have the Mighty Prayer Warriors. We will rotate between the Wednesdays. Every other Thursday, we will have the Body of Christ Ministry with Prophetess Mother Carolyn. Thursdays and Fridays, we'll have workshops, shut-ins, and seminars. Saturday, we have I Am a Ruby Jacksonville. They do a 6:30 a.m. morning sunrise service. Please join them. And we will reconvene next Sunday, which is the Mother's Board, for our Gospel Explosion at 3 p.m. Also, next month, we will start our ministry with the Joshua Teaching Bible College. If you would like to enroll, please contact our Chief Queen Apostle Shana Wally for details. Amen, amen. It's back to you, Apostle Keith.
Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm telling you, we always, oh my God, got something going on. Hallelujah. And the Platinum Eagles, hallelujah. I just want to thank God for the one listener listening on the chat room chambers of our radio show. Bless you. I think the name is Leaving a Godly Legacy. I just want to thank you for being in there. And also, I want to thank you, Sam, for listening every week with us on Skype faithfully. Hallelujah. I'm happy that you didn't cut you off. So I thank you for listening in with us, and I thank all of the callers who called in on today and the queue. I just thank you all. Also on Thursday, and I was debating what today, and the Lord gave it to me. This Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we'll be back here. We're doing a workshop, and it's going to call Wealthlistic. Workshop is going to be breaking down the difference between a seed, a tithe, the offering, the first fruit, the harvest, the jubilee, and I will be the teacher of that. It's going to be awesome. It's going to just come with scripture and answers and questions and let us know the breakdown, and I'm telling you, God is going to give us some kingdom heavily, my God, royal revelation to that, so I'm excited. And I'm just excited about the great things that God is doing in our lives this year. Hallelujah. Know that this is the year of the yes. And you don't have to worry about anything, because all you have to do is pray about everything and God will bless your life. We're about to leave off, hallelujah, with Jay Moss, one of my favorites. I haven't heard in a while, but I want to upload it so we can listen to it. Jay Moss with Not Perfect, hallelujah. Know that we can walk in Matthew 5:48. We can be ye perfect, for our Heavenly Father is perfect, hallelujah. You all be blessed. We'll be back here on Actually, we'll be back here on the radio on Thursday, but we'll meet together tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Definitely call in for the prayer.